Good evening. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining online as well. So we'll get started. We're continuing with our stewardship this evening as I wait for everybody to meander back to their seats. So tonight we're going to step into health and wellness. So who all came prepared to get their sweat on and do a little exercise? No, I'm totally joking. I'm really joking. Health and wellness, it's not all about fitness, but exercise is important. We'll get to that. So is physical health important? Does anybody have an opinion? Pastor Alicia says yes. I think everybody has their little thoughts on if physical health is important, or what their thoughts on what physical health may entitle. Have you ever been told not to worry about your physical health, just to focus on your spiritual health, that's all you need to worry about, none of the rest of it matters, which I think as we've been going through this, it all kind of matters and interfolds and intertwines together. There's people who may prioritize or elevate the spiritual and minimize the physical, and vice versa. There are people who very clearly elevate the physical health of its importance to them and don't focus so much on the spiritual. But again, I think it's very intertwined and it can very much go together. So is this what's really best for us in our walk and our mission to serve God and His kingdom? I want to start with how everything that we do reveals the condition of our heart. And I'm going to read, I kind of have a little bit angst here, but I'm going to read Proverbs 4, 20 through 23. My son, pay attention to my words. Listen closely to my sayings. Don't lose sight of them. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. Guard your heart above all else, for it is the source of life. So if our hearts are not well, it is displayed, excuse me, in our actions. Got chicken scratch on here. And when our heart is in the right place, then our life will be on the right course. And where our bodies, I think, come into play with that is our body is a gift from God. Do you all agree? Like, we've been given this gift of a physical body. Health has been given to us. All the gifts that God has given are meant to honor Him, and that includes our body, so we need to steward it well. And have another scripture. Let me find it. I don't think I marked that one. Give me just a second. I'm getting there. Okay. Maybe I didn't want that one. Sorry. Rewind. All right, so I have some verses. Who would like to read my first verse? Take a volunteer. I'm going to follow after Pastor Alicia's lead. 1 Corinthians. This is actually a long one. I have verse 16 through 17, but I kind of have a bigger portion here. So maybe if someone wants to read 1 Corinthians 3, 5 through 10, and then someone else can read 11 through 17. Any takers? Anybody? Anybody? I know it's a lot of reading. Thanks, Brother Jesse. Mm-hmm.
1 Corinthians 3, starting in verse 5?
Yes, through 10.
All right. It says, after all, who is Apollos? Who is Paul? We are only God's servants through whom you believe the good news. Each of us did the work the Lord gave us. I planted the seed in your hearts and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow. It's not important who does the planting or who does the watering. What's important is that we are all contributing to the same goal. What's important is that God makes the seed grow. The one who plants and the one who waters work together with the same purpose, and both will be rewarded for their own hard work. For we are both God's workers, and you are God's field. You are God's building. Verse 10, because of God's grace to me, I have laid the foundation like an expert builder. Now others are building on it, but whoever is building on this foundation must be very careful.
Thank you. And before I kind of dive into it, would anybody like to read the rest? 11 through 17. Thank you, Sister Maggie.
For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he has built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know you not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Amen. If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple are you?
Amen. So I know I had verse 16 through 17 on my notes here, on my outline, but I wanted to kind of go back and read through more of the chapter, and it just felt like that was all kind of important and how we need to be positioned in that role of God's servant, and it's important to make ourselves ready, not just spiritually in that sense, but I think mentally, which I believe is part of our physical health, needs to align with that as well. And we need to make sure that we are not only diving in and feeding ourselves with the Word of God, but feeding the temple in which the Holy Spirit is dwelling, and we carry him with us. And so I feel like that was important. Thank you guys for reading that. And I want to read 3 John chapter 1, verse 2. Apparently, where am I at here? Sorry, I thought I had these marked. There it is. Okay. Dear friend, I pray that you are prospering in every way, are in good health, just as your whole life is going well. And I'm just kind of bringing out some of these scriptures because they all mention about being in good health and how I feel like there is a balance here. And 1 Timothy 4:8, which I was going to save this for, I was going to switch these two, but talking about balance, I want to bring into that aspect of where 1 Timothy 4:8 says, for the training of the body has limited benefit, but godliness is beneficial in every way, since it holds promise for the present life and also for the life to come. And that's where I feel like God wants us to have that balance, because it is important to prioritize our spiritual journey and our spiritual wellness, but our health and our wellness is super important, because we can't fulfill and walk in these things that God wants us to do if we're letting ourselves get run down and weary. And so it's mentioned several times in scripture about being in good health, and God wants us to be in good health and continuing on in good health. And my last little verse up here is Genesis 1:29, where it points out, this isn't like a aha scripture, but I just felt like it kind of went along. God also said, look, I have given you every seed-bearing plant on the surface of the entire earth, and every tree whose fruit contains seed, and this will be food for you. So it's important for us to sustain ourselves. We don't just live by bread alone, but on the word of God, but our physical bodies, and God knows we need sustenance. So he has provided those things for us to maintain ourselves. So that's kind of just why I felt those scriptures were a little bit important to point out, Brother Jesse.
Yeah, so I think that's a great scripture to go along with this because, hold up here, my phone's doing something weird. Verse 29, it talks about fruit, seed-bearing plant and fruits.
Yeah.
Now, when I was a kid, eating vegetables was horrible. It was torture. I hated eating vegetables when I was a kid, probably because they came out of a can. You know what I'm saying? I didn't realize vegetables grew in a garden until I was older than what I should have been. But fruit is the same way. But these things are what our bodies need. These are what our bodies have been designed to function on. Fruits and vegetables are healthy for us, right? So if we eat too many fruits and vegetables, it's not good for us either, right? But if we go on the other side and we gorge ourselves with ice cream and potato chips and Burger King and Wendy's and all of those things that I'm sure we all maybe eat a little bit more than what we should, right? Because this is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
What, did you have something you wanted to comment? Because the microphones, there's three of them. You have to come up here and say something. But this has come at a perfect time for me because God has really been dealing with me about what I put in my body and the physical food. There's been things that he specifically told me, you shouldn't eat these things. These things are not healthy for you. And sugar has been one of them.
Yeah.
And I was telling Pastor Darice this morning, I was working on a job site and the woman left to go get some things and she came back and you know what she brought me?
Oh, no.
Fresh donuts. Yeah, there went that. I ate two of them. They were good. But I mean, it seemed like it in the moment. It was like, wow, this is manna from heaven.
Yeah.
But I realized the older that I get, okay, I'm not old. Not old. If you ask my son, Lincoln, yeah, he's like, Dad, you're old. I'm not old. I realized the importance of eating healthy.
Yeah.
All the things that I was told as a child, hey, you need to eat healthy now because when you get older, you're going to reap what you've sown and it's going to be very difficult for you to be healthy, because once your body starts to go down that road, it's very difficult to get it back. So I thought this was really good, and I think this whole health and wellness stewardship is very good, and it's very needful for the church. And I think you're going to get into some more of that, the importance of those things and how they affect our bodies a little bit later on. But I just wanted to say, I think that scripture is key because it talks about some of the important things that we need to be eating and how they're going to affect our mind, are what we want to do because of how we feel. So, yeah, good stuff.
Good. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Yes, 100%. And that's actually something God's been working on with me. I've been an athlete in high school. I've been through a fitness journey after having children. So fitness is something that's always been something I've enjoyed, and it's been easy for me to maintain a more on the physical aspect of my health and wellness journey. Where I struggle, and maybe many other people can relate, is when it comes to food and what we put into our body. And that relates so much with me with what we feed ourselves, what we listen to, what we watch. What we put in is then what is there and what then builds and grows. And so it's important what we feed ourselves and what we use to sustain our bodies with what God's given us. And yes, I'm going to get into that a little bit more. Does anybody else have any comments before I move on? Pastor Alicia.
I just want to say, when we talk about health and the physical body, we also often think about discipline. Mm-hmm. And so even though discipline is, again, in all areas of stewardship, with finances, with your time and other things, it typically we connect it more to the physical body because fasting is a discipline. Oh, yeah. And so I think even as a young child, parents try to discipline their children in learning how to make healthy choices. And so it's between our flesh wanting what we want, or are we going to be disciplined to make choices that are healthier and that God is wanting us to make those healthier choices. So 100%. Discipline, I think, is a huge part that we don't always like.
Yeah, I actually noted that further down today. Brother Andy.
So yeah, I just had a tip for us, I guess. I didn't even know we were studying health and wellness today at Bible study, but for some reason I Googled, Brother Justice said vegetables in a can. Well, oddly enough, just probably 3 hours ago, I Googled fruit in a can, and they say it's healthy for you.
Yeah.
And so what I learned is that I'm going to Walmart soon, probably tomorrow. I'm going to buy a bunch of fruit, and it's actually even cheaper, too.
It is cheaper. Just make sure you don't get it in syrup. Get it in its natural juice or water. or you can go the frozen route. That always is good, too. All right. So I'm going to move down into why Christians should care about their physical health. So we've kind of talked about that a little bit already in a nutshell. So again, let me see. I added a bunch of notes today, so I'm trying to just get it all in order here. So first off, I think it's important and why we should care about it because, like I said earlier, it's mentioned multiple times throughout Scripture to be in good health. What God has given us to eat is referenced in Scripture. And just being well, and I have some more scriptures that will relate to that more further on too. But first of all, my first point is it's honoring to God when we care about ourselves. Like we read, we are the temple in which the Holy Spirit lives and dwells. And so we need to honor that. It's honoring God when we are taking care of the vessel that he's given us to house him. And so what are we doing in the morning? What are some things that you might get up and do first thing in the morning to help be honoring to God and your health and wellness? Is it a priority to get up and pray first thing in the morning for you? Do you need to get up and, because again, mental health is part of this as well. Making sure that you are doing those things that are feeding you in a positive way. I definitely think it's a choice that we let God direct our day. And that then, I think, determines if we can have a positive outlook. Even if we're going through a bad day, you can still have a positive outlook on what your day is, and you can still go through it with a positive attitude and respond in a positive way. And I think that's part of our mental health. And I think other good habits to do as far as physically taking care of yourselves, drinking water. I know sometimes we want to get up, all my coffee drinkers, maybe get up, I need that cup of coffee. That's just what I'm looking forward to when I get up in the morning. I need that cup of coffee. But, you know, water is definitely our purest thing to drink. Not everybody might enjoy water. I have some of those in my household. So maybe giving a little bit of a healthy alternative flavor to that water, but that's definitely a good thing. Get up, have a glass of water next to your bed. Drink a glass of water, get you started. But are we active? And I don't mean you necessarily have to have a physical fitness routine daily to be active. That doesn't have to be what you have to do. But I think it's important to have movement throughout your day, whether that's doing housework. We shouldn't just be stagnant and sloth-like or lethargic. We were given two legs to be active. We were given two arms to do things. So we weren't just intended to sit there and, you know, indulge in a series on Netflix all day. I think every once in a while, maybe we should indulge in that a little bit, but it should definitely not be our daily habit. Daily movement, I think, has become necessary. So adding in like a walk, or if you enjoy going to the gym to do some exercise, I think it's become more necessary just because our jobs, not all jobs, but jobs kind of in a roundabout sense have become less physically demanding. And we don't have to, like, we were blessed and given technology to help assist in jobs and make them easier. We were given technology and the knowledge of vehicles, so they get us transported from point A to point B, so people don't have to walk from here to there like they used to. So all these things, which are gifts and blessings, and I think they get taken for granted, and we can tend to get a little lazy and then just not move as much as we once used to. So I think adding in something like a daily walk or going out and doing some yard work or some house or work around the house, I think those are all good things to just get in some daily movement and be a little active, or go find a group of friends and start a little, I don't know, worship, dance, something. You can find anything to make it fun. Before I move on to my next point, did anybody want to add on honoring God in our health and wellness? All right. So, point number two, the Holy Spirit dwells within us is another reason why I think Christians should care about their physical health. Like we mentioned in the scripture above, you know, we are His temple. God cares about His temple, and we should as well. I added a little note. How would we feel if someone like came into our home and trashed it, or, you know, just started breaking things down? Because as we don't take care of our physical being, we don't be mindful of what we put into our bodies, it can start to break down and deteriorate, and it's just, it's not a healthy dwelling anymore. So that's kind of how I need to, in my mind at least, think about, I don't want to trash my home. I don't want someone to come in and just make it a mess and, you know, break things. So I want to be honoring in that way, and I try to tell that to my kids, you know, this is your home. Like, don't just leave it trash. Like, let's show respect and honor to those things. And so that's kind of how we need to take care of ourselves as well. And I want to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Well, I'm going to actually read a little bit earlier in the chapter, and then I'm going to go to 19 and 20. I'm going to read verse 12 and part of verse 13. And so this section of the chapter in my Bible is titled Glorifying God in Body and Spirit. And I know that in this section of the chapter, he's talking about sexual immorality. But I took these parts because I felt like they were necessary. They just stood out to me. Verse 12 in chapter 6 of 1 Corinthians. Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Food is for the stomach, and the stomach for food, and God will do away with both of them. And so that part I felt like was necessary to touch base on. It stood out to me when it says, I will not be mastered by anything, and food is for the stomach, stomach for the food. And I feel like we can let our our flesh of what it wants and what it desires, like, I really want that cookie. And I don't think it's bad to have a cookie. I'm not, because I am not a certified nutritionist. I am not a licensed dietitian, so I cannot tell you what is right to eat. I can just share my basic knowledge. But where then it runs into trouble is when we let that desire consume us, where we want more and we want more. And then we're just consumed by the desire for food or what is not healthy for our bodies. And we just want to intake and partake more. And not only in food, but if we, you know, get ourselves into alcohol, you want more. You want a little bit more than just that tiny glass at special occasions. And you can just let that desire consume you. Or other bad habits, anything that is just not healthy or glorifying to God for your body. And then skipping down to verse 19. Don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought at a price. So glorify God with your body. And again, I feel like that 100% can still be directed with just being healthy and honoring God in your wellness, in your everyday life of just your physical being. I think that was it for that part. Does anybody have any input on with the Holy Spirit dwelling within us and being his temple? Go ahead, Brother Jesse.
Just got a lot to say about this because it's really been stirring inside of me, but I think what you're alluding to there is gluttony. And gluttony is a sin, and we have to be careful because, as Sister Tasia was saying, and I've been on this boat before to where my wife makes chocolate chip cookies, okay? She makes really good chocolate chip cookies. I mean, they're really good. And so when I eat one sometimes, I'm like, that was really good, so I want to eat another cookie. Mm-hmm. And so I eat another cookie, and I should be satisfied with two cookies, but I'm not satisfied with two cookies and my glass of milk, so I want another cookie. And by that time, I'm like, why am I even eating these cookies? I'm so full. They're good, but there's no purpose in it. Like, I'm not getting satisfied from eating these cookies like I should. Right. My flesh is going after this, and so the flesh and the spirit are constantly at war with one another. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, obviously, I'm not against chocolate chip cookies or junk food or things like that. But I think there is a balance that we need to keep in our lives. Yeah. And as you've been saying also, Sister Tasia, that we need to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit because he's going to be pulling on our reins saying, hey, I've talked to you about this before, or this isn't healthy for you for a number of reasons. So when we actually follow God's voice and listen to him, we can see the benefit of what he's talking about. But if we don't ever listen to God and pull back on the reins, we don't know. We don't see that. I'll tell on myself here. When I'm doing a job at work and I feel rushed, there's times when the Holy Spirit will just pull back on my reins and say, you need to slow down, and you need to slow down right now because you're about to make a mistake. And every single time that I have not listened, when I get done, I look back and I'm like, oh, why didn't I just stop for those few minutes and listen? So there's benefits to listening to the Holy Spirit's voice in our lives, right? That's what we want to do. It develops that culture of obedience in us. Also, as you've been alluding to Sister Tasia. So this is really good stuff. And I'm just excited that this is in the church and about what God's doing.
Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Kind of branching off of that, this is something, so as I kind of touched on a little bit before with the physical aspect, as far as exercise, daily movement, that's one thing that's never been a struggle. Eating and making sure what I put into my body has not always been my greatest priority. And I went through a Daniel fast once years ago. And you have to be strict on what you put into your body. It's more following what Daniel had pushed aside and what he put into his body. And it was vegetables, fruits, some whole ancient grains, no milks, dairies, you know, all these specific things. But it was all very wholesome foods of what come from the earth. And going through that journey, I realized how much better that I had felt through that just 21-day period, that I was able to move through a phase in my fitness journey, and I just felt overall better. And I had kind of lost sight of that over the last several years of, oh, I just ate terrible. Now I need to go do an exercise because I just put all these terrible calories in my body. But that's not the mindset we're supposed to have either. That's not being intentional about our physical and our physical health. And it's a whole. And how it's very important to understand what we are seeking to eat and put in our body. And I'm not saying you have to go out and buy all the top organic, grass-fed, you know, not that that's not the best option maybe, but that's maybe also not financially doable for everybody either. And that's where I felt like if you're wanting to make a change, and healthy alternatives can be a little more pricey sometimes maybe, or you want to go organic, you want to get the better things into your body. That ties into the financial part of stewardship. I believe that if you are seeking God because you want to make that change to better yourself, then He'll answer you and He will help you find a way to shift things around and do that. And it's just God's been pouring back into me lately about how it's not about 100% of the exercise part. While I will still think that's important for myself, it's about what I put into my body and how I'm able to move. It's just about everyday movement. It's not about being stronger, faster, because that's not a place I'm at in my life right now. I'm not an athlete, so those aren't priorities for me. But I need to be able to move and function throughout my daily life to do what God directs me to do. If I need to go help somebody move out of their house, I need to be able to help move furniture around. If I need to go lift boxes at my job, I need to be able to do that. If I need to crawl under something to retrieve something someone dropped because they aren't able, I need to be able to get down on the ground and get back up again. So these things are important as just daily movements. All right. So continuing that on, that'll, I think, flow in a little bit later. I was kind of getting off there. But so another point, we'll move on to the next one, why Christians should care about their physical health. It positions us to live out our calling. So when we are sick and tired, we face difficulties. When we're sick, tired, we feel run down, we don't feel good, we kind of just want to sleep, which is important, and I'll get to that, but, you know, we just don't want to do much when we're sick. And if we're constantly feeding our bodies with sugars and processed things, then that's just not what our body can thrive off of. It can be maintained. And there is a difference of minimally processed and ultra processed, which again, I just looked these things up. I am not a dietitian or a nutritionist. So, 50% actually of a typical American's diet is made up of ultra processed food, according to the American Heart Association. So there's a lot of things that we get on a daily basis that are processed. Things that are cooked can be processed, frozen things, anything packaged. But there is a difference of what's minimally processed to where it's not changed, like it's not altered very far from its original state. Frozen vegetables are a very healthy alternative if you can't get fresh or you can't maintain them on your counter for a long time. They do go instantly from like garden, farm, they're frozen. They're basically the same as when you got them. Canned is another, I would say that's the next step of a better option to still get in some vegetables. Try to look for low sodium, because that's another thing I've never been one to really like care about, but that is something we should not be overfeeding ourselves as well. let's see. So yes, if the nutritional composition, that was what I was trying to refer to. If that has not changed much, then it's minimally processed. Then we have things like our chips and candies, and when we get certain like TV dinners, I won't say all of the frozen meals are bad, but there's some you can definitely tell are like, oh, that's really not what it should look like. But, and I'm not saying, again, that those things are bad to eat ever, but those are things that we need to be mindful of, like, man, there is a lot of sodium contained in that. There is a lot of, like, just checking the ingredients on the things that we eat will blow your mind. I've been trying to be more intentional about that, and, like, dyes in our foods. It's just crazy, the things that are in it now, and that has a huge impact and effect on, I think, how, as a society today, you can just kind of look across the board at how people are sick, or they have more different diseases or illnesses that they have to deal with on a daily basis, and the things that they're linking certain things to. There's just so much processed stuff in our food. And so I think it's important to, as often as we can, go for the whole foods. Maybe it takes a little bit longer. And this is where I felt like time management comes into play with our health and wellness. And I need to be intentional because I'm on the go a lot. We have to get food out, or so some days we're like, okay, we're grabbing what we just cooked and we're going in the car. But to pre-plan and make sure that you can get yourself a whole home-cooked meal with whole healthy foods. And again, it's not bad to indulge and partake in those things that we like. It's a balance. It is 100% a balance of having a healthy relationship with the food that God's given us, knowing that it's something that supplies and sustains our body versus, oh, well, if I eat that, I heard someone say once, food cannot be good or bad because it has no morality. It's food. So it cannot be good or bad. There is food that's better for you. There's food that's maybe not as wise to overeat, but it's definitely a balance of the things that we ingest. Does anyone want to comment on food before I move on to anything else? Sister Tricia.
I think the scripture that is really interesting about food is in 1 Corinthians 10, where it talks about whatever you eat, whatever you drink, to do all for the glory of God. Mm-hmm. And then when you couple that with the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians, the very last one is self-control or temperance, and I know we've touched on this. So I think if whatever we're eating and whatever we're drinking, if we are thanking God and glorifying him in that and not allowing any condemnation to come upon us, but also with moderation, because the earth in the fullness is his. Yeah. So I think a lot of it has to do with how are we receiving this food, and are we, as Brother Jesse had said before, are we gluttons with this? Are we enjoying what the Lord has created and in moderation, enjoying it, and giving him the glory for it?
Yeah, that's good. Did you have something? Okay. Anybody else? Pastor Dries.
Well, not necessarily about food. Oh, I'm sorry. but about health and
and well-being in the Bible, in the book of Leviticus. Mm-hmm. God gave very specific laws to the people of Israel about something that has to do with our health and its personal hygiene.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's very important.
Yes.
Because even the experts and psychologists, they say that depending on how the house of a person looks inside, so is the state of mind of that person.
Yep.
So I've seen so TV shows here in America, the so-called hoarders.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You can tell that they are not doing well up here.
Yeah.
There cannot be mental peace when everything is a mess around us. There are even, you know, cases where rats, yep, and all sort of animals would come into the house because there is leftovers for days in the sink.
Yeah.
And then people get sick in the house, and then we want to ask God to heal them when we are not being careful,
yeah,
with our personal hygiene.
Yeah.
It was so important for God to address that to his people that he even appointed the priests to check on the people's tents and houses. Like, for example, when somebody was sick with leper, for that person to be declared healed, there had to be an inspection by the priest in the house to see if there were no spots in the walls. So looking for that place to be clean.
Yeah.
So I believe that if we wash things and we keep things clean,
yeah,
we are also protecting the temple of the Holy Spirit. From all the infections and germs and things. And not to be a germ freak like some people are, you know. But to be clean,
yeah,
is a reflection of how we are kind of in our mental state.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you for sharing that. That reminded me of a thought I had before I came to add with mental health. I feel like that's also a good, like he just said, that reflects how we are mentally. And I think that's a good way, if you're kind of feeling kind of down for some reason, go take a shower, go wash your, not because like your smell or anything, but jump in the shower, get yourself clean. It's like a refresher. It's like, okay, I did something, I accomplished something today. Wash your face, put your hair up, you know, put on a change of clothes. It doesn't have to necessarily be because you need to, because I mean, we should be clean daily, but it also helps, I think, mentally to kind of just be like, okay, I need to reset my thinking today and move on with my day. That is very good. Anybody else? Did you have something, Sister Sally? Go ahead.
The Bible tells us all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would read the Bible daily, to me, when we worry about, we'll say health, you know, you should worry, but when you extra worry, or something else, it doesn't matter. When you worry, you're not reading your Bible, because the Bible, God brought us in the world, and he gave us all these things to do, mm-hmm, to be healthy, yeah, wealthy, and wise. And if we listen to the Bible and read it, mm-hmm, we're not tempted. Of course, yes, now food, there's temptation there. And our palate really likes certain things. It's,
yes.
But when we read the Bible, and we realize that's honoring God, how we deal with our body.
Mm, yep.
And because the Bible even tells you what to do with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And like Brother Derry said, cleanliness is, mm-hmm, really important. That takes care of a lot of things.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have to worry constantly, get up, I got to write down all the menus, I got to write down all my exercise I'm going to do.
Right.
We just read that Bible, and you get up in the morning, stretch, do a few stretches as you're getting out of bed. You're done for the day. That's usually enough to keep you going.
Yeah.
It's the Bible. We just got to read that Bible, because it's our instruction manual.
It is. It very much is. Yes. Pastor Alicia.
I like that you titled this point, "It Positions Us to Live Out Our Calling." And I've heard people say, well, when it's my time to go, it's my time to go. But most of the time, unless you are daily letting God really direct your steps every single day, the choices we make have consequences. And that includes with eating. So it's very possible to not live out the fullness that God wanted you to because you made choices that shortened your life.
Yeah.
And the Bible even talks about, like, honoring your parents lengthens your life. Yes. So if that's a good consequence, then we know there's also bad consequences or poor consequences to our poor choices. And I also heard a minister say one time, and I thought it was really good. He said, if you show me a person who is undisciplined in their eating habits, I will show you a person who is undisciplined in their prayer life. Because truly, being undisciplined carries over from one aspect to the other aspect because it's letting your flesh have control. If you let it have control in one area, before you know it, it's going to be having control in lots of areas. And that's why it's so important. We may think, well, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
It's just this. But pretty soon it's your eating, and then it's you're watching TV all day long, and then you're not getting out of bed, and you're not reading, and you're not praying. And it's because your flesh is being empowered. And so that's what it comes down to, empowering your spirit rather than empowering your flesh.
Yes, definitely. That's good. That's very good. I down here, I mentioned discipline today in my notes and how it's important in all aspects and being disciplined to daily get up. Whether you're reading and praying right away in the morning, you need to set it. I think that's important to set the time sometimes. If you're like overwhelmed with your tasks you have for the day, then you need to either put it in your phone or you need to put it on your calendar. Okay, this is how the order of my day is going. And I think then it becomes easier to start to do those things and prioritize what's important, to spend that time with God, to be in prayer, to read our Bible, to focus on our physical and mental well-being, and then pursue through our day to do what God has led us to do. Sister Betty.
Years ago, there was a lady who wanted some folks from the church to come and pray over her house because she felt like there was an evil spirit in the house. And so they went there, but they realized as they were looking around that she had a whole stack of films that were glorified evil, Poltergeist and all of those. And the minister said, well, you need to get rid of those.
Yeah.
And she didn't see anything wrong with that. Oh, they're just, I like watching them. So sometimes we think, okay, I want somebody to pray for me, my healing, and yet we don't do anything to make our health better.
Yep.
We want somebody to pray over us for our mental health, and yet we don't do anything. We don't obey the Word of God and get it ourselves in the Word of God, and we want a quick fix. We want somebody to come and fix us.
Yeah.
When in fact, as Sister Alicia said, as Pastor Alicia said, it really is in the discipline of your life.
Yeah.
And so so 90% of the time when you're a Christian, especially you should be maturing in Christ, most of the time you can get it fixed by going to prayer and reading your Bible. And you don't really need a whole lot of people to pray over you.
Yeah.
You just need to seek the face of the Lord.
Yeah.
And the scripture says in Mark to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And if we're going to love God, we need to love him in every part of our bodies and minds and spirits. So.
Amen. Yes, absolutely. I think I forgot to touch on a note about how when we're putting all those bad and processed things, not only can you see it in your health, but it affects your healing process. My grandpa's just recently been in the hospital, and he's a diabetic, and my grandma's a diabetic, and his blood sugar levels were really high, and we were kind of asking the nurse about it, and she's given us a little rundown, and we said they don't check They don't check their blood sugar levels at all. And when you're not maintaining that, especially when you have diabetes, your body can't heal like God created it to work. And your kidneys start messing up, and your limbs, like you'll lose your fingers and your toes. So what we put into our body and how we take care of it and how we're monitoring it and making sure that we're doing the things that God tells us to do by his word and through prayer and walking closely with him affects our physical health. Brother Andy.
So I work out at XT Fitness, and obviously, you know, because you've taught there. But Jim, he told me something amazing the other day. He said that his shoulder was like injured, and it hurt so bad for 6 months. It affected his sleep, and so instead of going to the ER or the doctor or whatever to get it looked at and get surgery on it, he just continued to move and exercise. And he said after that 6 month period of just working out, it healed basically itself. Yeah. And another thing I wanted to share was Genesis 48. It says, "And Jacob blessed Joseph and said, God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day." I think it's important to be thankful that, like, I'm here because God has given me every meal I've ever had. And for me to recognize that and be thankful for it, I think is, like, very powerful to give him all the glory.
Absolutely. Yes, we need to give thanks and all the glory to God and give him honor by taking care of ourselves. So I want to touch on sleep a little bit, too, as part of positioning ourselves and doing what we're supposed to. So how many of us have or do preach to our kids the importance of sleep? You need to get at least 8 hours of sleep. And how many of us are really good at following that ourselves? Well, good. I'm glad some people do. I need to be better at that. But it's super important. Like, rest is very important. Rest is a time where, well, in our dreams, God can come and show us things. So it's important to get rest in that manner. But it's also important for us to just rest and let our body restore and reheal. Let our bodies heal and restore. But it also helps to keep away mental and physical fatigue as we're going through our day. And I think it's important to learn to discipline ourselves and set time frames throughout our day to get tasks done and say, okay, this is when my bedtime is. If that's not done, it can wait for another time. To get to bed at a healthy time, because that is something I'm terrible at. I don't know if anybody else can relate, but I tend to put my things off till the last minute or once everybody's finally in bed and I should just go to bed myself. But it's very important for us to get sleep and to be able to just wake up in the morning and get our day started. Any other comments before I move on? Sister April.
I'm glad you brought up sleep, because I had read one time, it might have been Joyce Meyer even, she said an MMA fighter? Mm-hmm. MMA? Okay. Sorry, my initials were going crazy in my mind. They don't just get up with 3 hours of sleep to fight. You know? And if we have someone that is coming to kill, steal, and destroy us, and we're trying to function and know how to defeat him in our mind, if we're mentally slow, every single day if he's coming at us, and we know this, how are we going to know how to fight in the scriptures to come back if we're exhausted? So it's the biggest thing is that we need to first and foremost honor God, but realize he's given us a physical body. We're not immortal beings, you know? And so we have to learn how to conquer and get our flesh under control, in disciplined, so that we can know and hear and react. Because if we're tired and God says, turn right, and we're like, because we're tired, we have to, and I get it, we're busy. I mean, I'm a nurse. I used to get mandated, I had to work 12 hours, and then I would get mandated 16. You know what I mean? And it can be very taxing, but we can do it.
Yeah.
God's not going to put something before us that we can't do, but we have to be sure that we have people in front of us that gives us words like intentional, mm-hmm. disciplined, yeah. because if we look around, there's a lot of people struggling.
Yeah.
They don't know what to do. They don't know where to turn.
Yeah.
And if we can help guide them and say, hey, I heard our body might need this.
Yeah.
We can feed them the word of God.
Yeah.
Without necessarily telling him it's the word of God, because some people are really shied off at that and you don't want to jump at them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just feed him gently, a sick person can't eat a steak right away.
Yeah.
But if we can just continue to give them little bits to help them to mature and nourish, we'll find some change.
Absolutely. Yes. Anybody else? All right, I'm going to move on to strength to serve others. So we were created to serve others. Would anybody like to read Proverbs 17, verse 22? Any takers? Yeah, I'm going to call people out. Sorry, I can read it. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. And I feel like that goes back to when I opened with the condition of our heart reveals, how everything we do reveals the condition of our heart. And then I wanted to connect that with Proverbs 22, verse 9. A generous person will be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor. And I don't think that necessarily has to just mean I'm sharing my food with you, but I'm going to share my gifts God has given me to share with you. He might have a word that I need to share with you, or my abilities. God's given me with an able body. I can walk, I can move, I can do things. I need to make sure that that's maintained well so that I can help serve someone else with what they might be lacking in or what they might need my assistance for. So Hebrews, these are extra verses I added, I'm so sorry. Chapter 13, verse 16, says, don't neglect to do what is good to share, for God is pleased with such sacrifices. I think we can't pour from an empty cup. So we need to be filling ourselves with scripture, time with God, have that closeness, listening to his direction of how we need to take care of our bodies so that we are able to continue to pour out for others as God directs us and he is pleased with that sacrifice. Maybe sometimes I need to wake up in the middle of the night to help somebody out. I need to give up what I wanted to go do a little bit early so I can do what God told me to do. Or I need to stop in the middle of my grocery shopping because God pointed someone out to me that either needs help getting something off the shelf or they need an encouraging word shared to them. If I'm not physically, mentally walking with God and listening and taking care of myself, I'm not in the right mental state, I'm too tired because I haven't got enough sleep, then I'm not going to hear that direction from the Spirit and I'm not going to fulfill what God's directing and asking me to do. So it's important, and while helping others is what God wants for us, we should also want to be helping others too. I think we shouldn't look at it as a reward system or we get, a pat on our back. But I think it helps you feel good in a sense that I was obedient. I did what God wanted me to do. And I helped bless somebody that day. It gives you a little bit of a feel good feeling. Not like, and I don't mean prideful. I just mean like, I did what I was supposed to do. I helped somebody out, and I hope, I like to smile at somebody when I'm in the store. I'm trying to like make physical contact, like eye contact with them, like engage in eye contact till they look at me and then I'll smile. It's really hard because it's awkward, but it's out of my comfort zone. But then maybe they smile back or maybe they just give me a little head nod, but I know I connected with somebody on a little bit of a level. So I'm moving a little out of my comfort zone. Any comments before I move on? Because we're at like our time limit here. Anything? All right. I don't have a whole lot to close with. I just had a couple quick scriptures. I'm so sorry. We only have one body. It is flesh, and it will die. Thank you. So I think we need to make the best of the gift that God has given us. And I don't mean like go crazy and, you know, just do whatever we want with it. It is a body given to us as a gift, and we need to honor that. So 1 Corinthians, I have a few scriptures. 10:31. So whether you eat or drink, Sister Tricia quoted this one, or whatever you do, do everything for the glory of God. Amen. We need to glorify him and honor him. Romans 12, verse 1 through 2. Therefore, brothers and sisters, in view of the mercies of God, I urge you to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true worship. Do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. And that's where filling ourselves with the word, Sister Sally, is important, and that will help us know what is good. And then Psalm 139, verse 14. I will praise you because I have been remarkably and wondrously made. Your works are wondrous, and I know this very well. God created us each individually, uniquely, set apart from each other. And I think he's made us each for a purpose, and we need to listen and discern the way that he wants us to take care of ourselves. And your walk through life may not look identical to my walk through life. God may take you through different phases at different times than he takes me through different phases. But he loves us all, and we need to honor what he's given us. Our bodies are valuable and irreplaceable, and it's a number one priority as Christians to honor God, respect what God has given us, not to elevate our bodies, and it shouldn't be about what we look like. That's not what this is about. This isn't how our physique looks. This is about taking care of us from the inside out. We shouldn't prioritize, like, I think our physical fitness or hours in the gym or obsessing over what we're eating. We need to focus on how God's leading us to do those things. Serve God with our bodies. All parts of our entire being are important. Value all that God has given us and steward it well. Our bodies are a gift, and we need to appreciate that, respect it, and honor it as a gift. Any last closing comments before we end the evening?
I think we need to take a minute to really look around and who's in our life dealing with health and wellness. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of young people who are really struggling. They don't understand mental health well. They don't understand stewarding. They don't understand discipline. I mean, they walk around with a cell phone 24/7, and if the battery goes low on it, they almost freak out. But if their battery goes low, they don't understand. You need to recharge. Like, put the phone down. You need to sleep. You're feeling anxious because you're not meant to be stimulated like that 24/7. You know, I might be dating myself and sounding old, but I deal with little children at work. Yeah. And they don't even understand, like, if they don't have their Chromebook working, if it gets taken away, they will literally throw themselves on the floor, scream, kick, yell, because it is an addiction.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that we're showing kids and showing people around us the importance of what we're learning tonight is your body is very important. Yeah. And if you don't get it in the ability of understanding, this will never change. You know, it's never going to change that you don't need sleep. It's never going to change that you don't need to eat well. Mm-hmm. Your cells and your body, the way it is formed and functioned, yeah. God created it this way, and we need to teach it because kids are, they're losing it. And we got lots of kids around here. We love them. Bring someone under your wing and teach them. Yeah. Teach them how to cook. Teach them the importance of reading their word. Yeah. Teach them the importance of these things that we're learning because we all know the world ain't going to teach them.
Yeah, that's truth. Sister Tricia.
I think the scripture in 1 Timothy 4 is really beneficial for what you're talking about because it talks about body exercise profits us little, but godliness.
Yeah.
And so what I have found in my own life is the deeper I go into relationship with the Lord and the more that I walk closely with him, my desires have changed and the things that I want to put in my body have changed because like you've said, you know, we're stewards. We're the stewards of his temple. And so the intimacy portion, I think the godliness of it all, I know everyone's touched on it, but this scripture right here really validates what everyone has said. And so, you know, Jesus told us, if you really want to be my disciples, you need to pick up your cross daily and deny yourself. I mean, it's proven that we can go 40 days without eating. He did it. So I think, for me, the most important thing of this is the actual relationship and the intimacy and walking so closely with the Lord that he's directing our steps and directing everything that we eat.
Yeah, that's good. Amen. Any Pastor Alicia?
So even before Sister Tricia said that, I was thinking it can feel overwhelming when we hear all of this stuff about finances, about time, about our eating habits and choices we make, and we keep saying, you know, you need to make the right choice or the healthy choice, but really the choice is Jesus is the Lord.
Yeah.
And if I remember that, it's not having to remember all of these things. Mm-hmm. It's just choosing every day to follow him.
Yeah.
And we understand, just like you can't save yourself, mm-hmm. you can't do this on your own.
Yeah.
And that's why he's given us the Holy Spirit. Yeah. So I don't want anyone walking away feeling discouraged.
Yeah.
Or overwhelmed, because he's given us the ability
yes.
to do all of these things well. And so our whole goal, as Tricia said, is just walking in relationship,
yeah.
just continuing to draw closer to him. Do we make mistakes? Yes.
Yeah.
But we run back to him and say, teach me to do that better.
Yeah.
Teach me to do it the way you want me to do it.
Yeah.
And then that's when we're successful in life, and that's where we can follow the plan that he has created us for.
Yeah. Amen. Sister Amy.
This kind of piggybacks on what everybody else has been saying. As I was sitting there, I was thinking about it and how when you're in sin, I used to be a fretter. Like I think, mm-hmm. and how do I fix this? But Jesus says his yoke is easy.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's happened when you go to him. Even days that you're overwhelmed, like what am I going to do? You listen to the Holy Spirit, and that mm-hmm. comes with how you're eating. That comes with how much sleep you've gotten. Yeah. Because you'll be of sound mind when you're listening to him.
Yeah, amen. That's good. Anybody else? All right. I do have a prayer request here for Brother Scott Baldridge to recover from his surgery. Do we have anybody else? Sister Maggie? Melvin? Absolutely, yeah. Anybody else? Pastor Joe. Brother Dilts. Anybody else? All right. Go ahead and agree together. Father God, Lord, we just come before you this evening and thank you, Lord, for this time of discussion and learning and just growing together in relationship with you, Lord, in our walk together. God, We thank you that you allow us to come before you and you see these requests, Lord, these needs that need met. Father, we just lift up Brother Scott Baldridge to you to continue to work in his body and help him recover from this surgery, God. We just thank you for the testimony that's coming. God, we lift up Brother Diltz to you. Lord, just touch his body. We thank you, God, for the work that you are doing, Lord. And then Brother Melvin, Lord, just as he is in the hospital, God, we just thank you that you are with him. We thank you for your peace and your healing hand upon him, God. And Lord, you see all other needs that maybe haven't been mentioned this evening that need met. God, we thank you for working in situations, Lord, for giving direction, Holy Spirit. And we thank you, God, for obedience and a listening ear. Lord, we just thank you, and I pray for safety as everyone travels home this evening. I pray for anybody, Lord, who is listening, God, that they just received what you had intended for them. Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen.